This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Remember. All right, final segment. Final segment here with Dr. Francis A. Boyle. Author, researcher, Google his name, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, big contributor to the U.N. law, the top prosecutor against world dictators, the world court, and he's here just frighteningly laying out exactly what happened. And so I know you like to speculate, but you did, with the evidence you had, predict what was coming. What is this, a global health crisis, a cover-up by people that released a bioweapon, then they wanted to be the saviors, and now it's even worse? I mean, because if I was going to design a PR disaster for the Chi-Coms and for Bill Gates and for the UN, I would have designed this. Because they think they're getting power out of it. But everybody I talk to, Dr. Bull, is really awake right now. What other key points should folks know?
Well, this is, as I see it, this is a 1-2 punch against human beings. We have COVID-19 that is an existentially dangerous biological warfare weapon. And now we have these Franken-shots. That's how dangerous it is, a 1-2 punch against the human beings. Now, before you ask me, well, you know, what is the mentality here? Well, again, I'm not here to toot my horn. I spent 7 years at Harvard. I have 3 degrees from Harvard. I taught 2 years at Harvard. And it's the most elite institution in the world. And what you have at Harvard is the Übermensch versus Untermensch philosophy that the Nazis adopted. Namely, we, the elite, are the Übermensch, the overmen. And you, the rest of humanity, are the Untermensch, the undermen. And so that led in part to Hitler and the Nazis' doctrine of useless eaters that was condemned by the Nuremberg Tribunal. Namely, the poor people with disabilities, whether physical or mental, old people, Jews, Roma, Slavic people, they're Untermensch, we are Übermensch, and so they do not deserve to live. And I'm afraid this is what we are doing, and we have to come to grips with it as human beings. And, you know, each one of us in our own way, with our own conscience and religious philosophical system, has to figure out, well, where do we stand and what are we going to do about it?
You're saying, bottom line, it's another power trip, it's another corporate power grab, and they're creating a crisis so they can offer the solution. You think it leaked on accident. I think they did it on purpose. Regardless, they're not letting a crisis go to waste, and then they're so mismanaging it, I think it's really turned the public against them. I think these so-called supermen, these overrulers, have miscalculated. What do you gut level think? It's just, as an American, as a patriot, what do you think, Doctor?
Well, as I regret to report, I do watch all of the mainstream news media and I read it. And so far, they're all in the tank for this. Every one of them. Remember, the media are part of the elite too. They think they are part of the Übermensch. And so if you watch the mainstream U.S. media, and I monitor all of it to see what's going on. You read the mainstream U.S. news media. So far, they're getting away with it. They are very good at propaganda. And the propaganda around COVID-19 and now these Franken shots is astounding.
I understand. So what you're saying is no matter if it doesn't make sense, no matter if it's killing people, they don't care if they're moving forward and they believe they are in a position of power. Well, they'll end up like Hitler, hopefully. Thank you, Dr. Boyle. We really appreciate people should Google your name, find your books and more. Thanks for your courage and being a visionary. Thank you very much.
The globalists have always been at war with the family and small businesses. They want control. They want domesticated slaves. That's the process that is taking place right now. And when you shop at the big box stores and when you shop with Amazon, remember that they are creating monopolies and they are the globalists that are pushing the lockdowns, gun control, abortion, world government, all of it. If you want to do that, go ahead and shop there. But if you'll shop at InfoWars, where we have thousands of products made right here in America with our warehouses and our crew, it's incredible, and it changes the whole world. So do your shopping if you want to fund the InfoWar, if you want to stop the globalist, at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell others to do their shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing products. We can get everything delivered to you by Christmas if you order by the 18th. So again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for thinking through what you do and where you spend your money. And do your shopping and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, I just had Dr. Francis A. Boyle, the writer of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. That's a big deal. The head UN prosecutor of war criminals. I mean, the dude's like way up there. And he's telling you it's a world government that wants to basically poison and kill the public as the overmen against the lower people. The supermen against the lower. And that's what this is. And so when the left is all liberal and, oh, your little business has got to have a handicap ramp, and that's all to make you not want to take care of people and to make it a burden to take care of sick people and old people and all the rest of it, so that you just say, screw it, kill everybody. That's what all of this really is about. And to know that, I mean, I love how Boyle is so academic. He's like, what? Why do you think people that took the new mRNA vaccine that the Australian government put out said that they had HIV? And he goes, well, with vaccines, you give people what the virus is, and because it's HIV, partially, that says they have HIV. Yes, we know. The point is that didn't they know when they did that it would do that? I mean, folks, this is just, and then 10 months ago, I'm like, well, we don't know it gives you HIV. And then now we have a study that it causes autoimmune responses or shuts down the immune system. I mean, this is bad. It gives you a cocktail of illnesses. And to make sure you get sick, Bill Gates wants you to have 5 of these a year to be able to go on an airplane or have a job. I mean, this is a total collapse level event. This is the takeover. I'm going to give Owen Schroyer, because I've been ranting, and he's been out there doing great reports. He's right behind me. You can see I've got the Capitol 400 yards behind me. Owen is right down there where the stage has been built for Trump's inauguration. He'll explain that next segment. But, Owen, first, what do you make of the news that people are getting HIV? It's not false positives. They're giving them HIV and the vaccine. How are they going to hide this in plain view? Well, notice they think we don't have a memory for even an hour, much less a year. Or 10 years, they won't call it HIV. They'll have all these new autoimmune disorders, all these new problems, which we know from the EU's own commission, their own scientists say they've got to shut this down. This is incredible. So as a patriot, as an American, hearing us all cover this, seeing the documents in this segment, Owen, right in front of the Capitol, in front of Trump's inauguration stage, what the hell's going on in your view on this HIV situation of the vaccine?
You know, Alex, I want to actually really trace this back and think about what we've been dealing with for a long time here in America. You know, forced vaccinations is nothing new. In fact, mandatory vaccines is something this country has accepted for decades now. I think it was actually Ronald Reagan that brought it in, where, oh, to go to school or to do these a bunch of other things, you have to get all these vaccines as a kid. It was one then, maybe two, maybe a polio thing, 3, 4, 5. Now it's 11, 20, 30. And in the beginning, you know, myself included, there was a gut instinct. There was a gut instinct. What is this needle? What is this substance they're putting in my body? Why am I being forced to do this? It should be a gut level instinctual reaction. No, you're not going to chemically rape me. No, I'm not going to put a foreign substance into my blood. It should just be a gut instinct. But see, this is when it comes back down to how they're attacking our very gut instincts, Alex. We don't even have the microbiome capacity that we used to have, which, quite frankly, it's in your microbiome. It's in your gut where your ancestors passed down generational knowledge. I mean, the truth is you probably have the same bacteria living in your gut that your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents had. So that's that gut instinct. That's that learned knowledge. And Alex, you were talking about in the car last night how we're only two generations removed from actual hunters and people that would build homes and start fires and heat their own home and hunt their own meals. Like, we're only two or three generations removed from that. Think about where we're going to be in two or three more generations if we accept this forced inoculations, which won't even make us human anymore. Like, we think, oh, we're not human anymore. We don't live out in the woods. We don't build cabins. We don't build fires. You know, we don't hunt. We don't have kids. It's going to be in two, three generations. It's going to be, you don't even have a reproductive system anymore.
Oh, that's there, Roland. You just said total. You're totally right. Absolutely true. And it won't even be two or three generations. It's now. It's here. We're talking total sterilization. You know, in Austin, I was talking to a medical doctor. Austin has the highest rate. They have their own statistics. This is not a public number. 67% of births are cesarean. They make more money. They get it done quicker. They're taking control of the reproductive thing. It'll be a conspiracy soon that women ever had birth vaginally. They're making it a conspiracy that women ever breastfed their children. That's why they make a woman wait for a few days, don't give the baby the milk, so that then the baby has a problem with their blood sugar, so they go on formula, then their brain is literally a third smaller. This is a weaponized program. The average nurse, the average doctor just follows orders. But the good news is there's an awakening to this happening as folks begin to figure all this out. So it's a very, very exciting moment. I want to get into Trump and how huge things are and the big march tomorrow next segment with you. But I just want listeners to understand something. It's exactly what you just said. They have to normalize people getting sick for the vaccines. They have to normalize all this tyranny. They have to get us accustomed to getting sick and having autoimmune disorders or having convulsions or dying, because that's what it's supposed to do. This is the new big nasty vaccine, worse than all the others before. But imagine big tech now censoring people as they expose this, as medical doctors talk about it. That's why InfoWars is more critical than ever. So this is all a normalization of a sterilization, soft kill operation being carried out, Owen.
And think about it, Alex. Here's the analogy. It's like, you know, two, three generations ago, what would you do? You wanted to get a nice steak. You want to get a nice burger. Well, you might even know the guy that had the cow. You might know the guy that butchered the cow, cut the cow. You may even be the guy that did that. Now, you know, a kid these days thinks about a cheeseburger or a steak. Oh, just go to McDonald's. Just go to the restaurant. So that's that changing of the guard where hunting or, you know, getting your own food is just completely removed. It'll be the same thing with your immune system. Oh, you don't even have an immune system anymore. Just go to the doctor and get a shot. There's no immune system. You say, hey, you know, you used to be able to.
We're being made totally domesticated, and we don't even live as long now. None of this is working. Yeah. It's killing us.
Totally controlled. When you're completely reliant on one system, when you're completely reliant on a system that's outside of your body, which used to be, we were all self-reliant in America. That's the culture that they're removing for us. Oh, you're no longer self-reliant. You don't get any of your own food.
Oh, I totally
you're no
agree, but how are they? I want you to host the next segment yourself. Because I want to hear what you have to say. I want you to give us a tour of the stage, explain why that's so big. Why is there a Trump stage? Biden's not going to have a stage. Why are they building a stage if it's going to be Biden? This is big that you pointed. It's hiding in plain view. You made this major discovery. 2 + 2 = 4. And I'm not being condescending. I didn't think of that. Next segment, you're going to take over and host, Owen, and give folks a tour of Trump's 2021 inauguration, January 20th event. So you'll take over next segment. But just remember, listeners, it costs money to do these demonstrations. We're paying for some of the stages and some of the permits. It takes money to rent this rooftop and be here in front of the Capitol. It takes money to put Owen out there on the street. It takes money to fly here and have the crew and do this. And we're very thankful to you. We appreciate you. And we just ask you to do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we thank those that have done their Christmas shopping there. Get your orders in by the 18th. You will get it before Christmas. But just let me tell you, we've got the best. Our turmeric is the best. Our fish oil and krill oil is the best. Our products are the best. Our saw palmetto, Prostaguard is the best back in stock. Our Alpha Power is amazing. our Supergirl Vitality is amazing. It's all there. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and know you're getting great products and you're putting money to fund people at the very tip of the spear who don't have fear. We only have fear of failure. We only have fear of laying down. We're pissed off we're not stronger. We're pissed off we're not fighting harder. You understand? We have total commitment to you. Absolutely. And the more money pours in, the more we're going to fight. And I don't care. I know this is a big fight, so I've just mortgaged my house, escalated. I'm not worried about money. I don't give a damn. I believe in you. I believe in God. But God has to work through you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get your fish oil. Get your Turbo Force. Get your Brain Force. Get your DNA Force Plus. That's the most important one to get other than X2 or X3. Find out about how most people are iodine deficient, how they've lowered the levels so that you don't know what's happening, how 2 billion people are mentally retarded basically on the planet right now from lack of iodine. Find out why we've got so much energy and so energized. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Owen Schroyer takes over for a segment, and then I'm going to come back. I'll be listening to him straight ahead on the other side from D.C. We are live. Spread the word or roll over and die.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Royer here, live from Washington, D.C. We are standing in front of the U.S. Capitol building, where I've had some fun here before, haven't I? In fact, we were trying to get you a closer shot of the construction of the inauguration stage, or shall I say re-inauguration stage, when I believe that, let's just say the Democrats have put a ping on my location here in D.C., and they told the Metro Police to make sure I'm not doing anything, or if I am doing anything that they can arrest me for, to just bring me in. So they harassed us a little bit for walking around, so we came out back here to the front here. But as you can see, now, I want you guys to understand something here. I just call things as I see things. And it's crazy that that's, you know, such a revolutionary act in media these days, you know, call it telling the truth or forecasting, whatever. I just call it as I see it. I go with my gut, no holds barred. And so when I get in D.C., and I'm not seeing anybody cover this. I mean, you're not hearing people talk about the inauguration stage. You're not hearing people even talk about really an inauguration, except for the Biden team saying they're going to do a virtual inauguration. There'll be no inauguration this year. That's what they said. So when I got to D.C., and I saw the Capitol, and I came down here, and I saw the big, beautiful Christmas tree, and I saw them building, constructing the inauguration stage, the first thing that came to my head would be, well, why are they doing that? If Biden won, they wouldn't be building this stage. Biden said he's not doing an inauguration. The Biden transition team said they're not doing an inauguration. And the office of the president-elect said they're not doing an inauguration. They said they're going to do a virtual inauguration because of COVID. And remember, a few months ago, Nancy Pelosi actually already had this game planned out. She said, well, it doesn't matter where the inauguration takes place. D.C. is just a geographic location. We can have the inauguration anywhere. And in fact, we're going to do it digitally. So they already had their parallel construction planned for when Trump wins, and they have a fake inauguration of Joe Biden. But not only is the inauguration stage being constructed, perhaps a hint, a wink, a nod from President Trump that, yeah, I won, and yes, I will be reinaugurated in January. Perhaps the biggest tell of them all, folks, is notice on top of the scenic inauguration stage here is a United States flag. Now, everybody knows if it was Biden that would be inaugurated here, that would be a Chinese flag, okay? So as you can see, this is going to be Trump's reinauguration stage. Biden isn't going to do an inauguration in D.C. He wants to do it digitally, you know, so they can put on the makeup, put on the little puppet strings. He's probably got little strings on his mouth that they pull, and they can get the right lighting so he doesn't look like a rotting corpse. A total fake event. But, I mean, folks, the tell-all, not only are they building Trump's inauguration stage, the United States of America flag flies above it. And everybody knows if it was a Biden inauguration, that would be the Chinese communist flag that would be waving right now. So perhaps another tell that this is going to be President Trump's re-inauguration stage. But, you know, again, I just landed in D.C., saw the stage being built and said, this is kind of a big news story. How is nobody reporting it? But that's the crazy thing about InfoWars is all we do is tell you the truth that nobody else will tell you. And so it seems like it's some sort of big revelation. Like we just had Dr. Francis Boyle on. In fact, he's been coming on for months, years now, talking about this, how they merged this COVID virus in a lab with HIV. Now it's all coming out, and how they want to have an RNA vaccine that will rewrite the human genome. And so then you won't even have a human genome anymore. And it's already been signed off by the Supreme Court. Actually, Clarence Thomas said, well, if you look at a human genome or a DNA sequence that is not from nature, in other words,
if you create an alien genome that's not from nature, it can be patented. And you've already seen people do this with certain, like people that do mastectomies. There's a cell in the breast that they say, oh, we own that. Now we own mastectomies and stuff like that. So there's all kinds of weird stuff. But if they do this, if Bill Gates gets away with this, it will rewrite the human genome. It won't be a human genome. It'll be an alien DNA sequence genome that they can then patent and claim they own you. But that's not what we're here to talk about in this segment. So think about the fact nobody's covering the inauguration stage being built. The Biden fake president-elect team hasn't called up and said, wait a second, hold on, we're energy efficient here. Why are you wasting energy? Why are you wasting all the gas and electricity and everything it takes to build this stage? Why are you using police that should be defunded to protect the stage that's being built? Why would you be doing this? Why would you be having a planned event where people will be coming to gather when there's this deadly COVID going around? Why are they not doing it? Because they know it's all fake. And they planned on doing a virtual inauguration no matter what. And I actually suspect if the Supreme Court throws out the fake results, the illegal results from Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, which if Trump wins those electoral votes, he does win the election. Just on the numbers, he doesn't need to worry about getting Nevada back or getting Arizona back. He can win with those four states. That's why they're going after them. They clearly broke the law. It'll put Trump over 270, and they'll still have a fake inauguration for Biden. Here's why. Biden is a Chinese communist asset. So they say, look, Joe, you have to project power. Even though you have none, you have to project power because we have to project power. So they'll say, do the fake inauguration, do the virtual inauguration. All the mainstream media will go along with it. They probably wouldn't even show Trump out on this stage in a month giving an inauguration speech. They probably wouldn't even show. In fact, they didn't show. Last month, we had millions, over a million people in Washington, D.C., marching in D.C., all kinds of different rallies and events. The media didn't even cover it, folks. The media did not even cover it. It's like it didn't even happen. Even Rush Limbaugh, who is considered the godfather of conservative media and talk radio, even Rush Limbaugh did not know that it happened. He didn't know. Now, granted, he's going through some cancer treatment right now, and he can't possibly see everything. He watches mainstream news. So he was stunned when someone called into his show and said, hey, Rush, didn't you see what happened in D.C. last weekend with millions of people? He said, well, I don't know anything. I never heard of that. Folks, they didn't even cover it. They didn't even cover it. So they'll do the same thing for Trump's re-inauguration, but they couldn't have a Biden inauguration here anyway. Whether there was COVID or not, they couldn't have a Biden inauguration here. I have more people watching this segment right now. I didn't promote I would be here. I have more people watching this segment right now live in person than Biden had at any rally all year. All year. Look at this. And look at this. They're not standing in the hula hoops. Maybe if they were standing in the Biden hula hoops, it might look like a Biden rally. So think about that. Of course, they're not going to have a Biden inauguration that is going to have an empty field, him, a rotting corpse, a corrupt politician of 50 plus years, a rotting husk of a former human standing up there addressing an empty field. They can't have that, folks. Plus, he might pass out. There's a solid breeze. They could blow Joe Biden right off the stage. You go, whoa, there goes Joe. So they would never have an inauguration for Biden out here. So that's why they projected it early, saying, no, no, no. That's just a geographic location. We don't really care about that. We'll have a virtual inauguration for Joe. Plus, we, you know, there's a COVID going around that we just killed the U.S. economy, freaking you out about. So we're not going to have an inauguration. We'll have a digital inauguration. So they're really planning this, folks. And they ran the war games with John Podesta and Hillary Clinton. They're really planning this separatist movement. So there's two separatist movements. There's the Chinese-controlled Democrat Party and some Republicans that are controlled by China, China assets like Eric Swalwell, that are going to try to break away from the U.S. to take it over. And then there's the Bill Gates, technocratic separatists that want to make us slaves. We'll be right back on the...
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.Video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But We're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves into next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items for your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the Second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So we've been spending so much time trying to warn you about world government and trying to convince you it's real, the fact that it's predatory and anti-human, that now that it's here, people don't know what to do. They're like, oh my gosh, including myself. We're going through the same process together. And talking to Dr. Boyle earlier and Owen earlier, who will say bye to Owen in a moment because he's got to come back up the stairs and get over here and get back on air. He's going to owe us a fourth hour and then 3 hours of war room up here on top of this building overlooking the Capitol. But really, I'm like, Boyle, we're winning. They're admitting it gives you HIV or, you know, they're admitting that it's, and he's like, no, the whole media is going to say just do it. And so as positive as we think this is, it's not positive because I see the general public. They're under Stockholm Syndrome. And this is just the normalization that, okay, half the boys take shots, they'll be retarded the rest of their life. Boys are bad. The left's even like, well, boys are bad, you know? Normally boys die in war. Now they die from the shot. They live in diapers the rest of their life, but they're mentally dead. They're essentially off the board. And so this is eugenics. This is a science fiction dystopia. You're living in it, and now they're coming with the girls. With just one aspect of this vaccine that's a live virus. They admit it's a live mRNA virus that goes in and reprograms your cells. And even I have nightmares now every night. And by nightmares, my brain is so concerned about this that I usually have dreams about going fishing or, you know, dead family members or where I talk to a dog. You know, just dreams are crazy. They're weird. But now my dreams are all like I'm in a boardroom looking at documents, real stuff that I researched during the day, like trying to figure out, like, why is it? And then my brain gets pissed off because it can only remember something I read. It's like, want the rest, read the rest of the file. Let's say I didn't read the whole thing. So my brain's like, remembers what I read and like, oh, you didn't turn the page. So there's like a frustration in my dream, like, you didn't read that. So my brain's like, read more. So I'll sit there in my office like 10 hours some days. I'll take a break and take the baby out. You know, she's 3 and a half now, but take her for a hike, or I'll go take my wife to dinner, or I'll go see some my parents or friends, but I'm always like back to like just, my brain's like, give me more. And now it's commanding me to stop this. It's commanding me to break the globalists. It's commanding me to resist them. It's commanding me to warn you. Because this is huge. This is a new type of war. And it's hitting us before we figure out what's happening. So Owen Schroyer, great job showing folks the inauguration site, what's unfolding tomorrow with the big march. But just historically, what would you call this time we're in? And then what are you going to be covering tonight when you host the next 4 hours?
Well, Alex, let me just first say this. You know, when you were talking about Francis Boyle and how this whole thing is being exposed with the bioweapon and the vaccine, and you say, well, we're having victory, we're exposing it. You know, here's the analogy, I think, Alex. I mean, imagine if we all knew about the Manhattan Project before the Manhattan Project came out, and it's like, hey, look, they got this atom bomb. They're going to drop it on us. It's going to kill a couple million people. It's going. And then that's like saying, okay, well, we have victory. We know what they're going to do. No, they're loading up the atom bomb. They're wheels up. They're getting above the drop zone, and it's coming down. That's what these vaccines are. So they've loaded up the vaccines. They've put them out. They've got $200 million from the government. They've got it all coming. They got the force plan. They got all of it. This is the new Manhattan Project. This is the new cellular.
Hey, let's go back. Let's go back. They had a cartoon 10 years ago or whatever it was. I don't follow cartoons and comic books, but I went and saw it. And Dr. Manhattan blows up all the governments and kills half the population to have peace. Well, that's Bertrand Russell. So exactly, they've launched their attack, they've launched their Manhattan Project against humanity, and we're like, oh, look, the vaccines are sterilizing young people HIV. We're like, see, we're right. But the public likes to go take it because they're told to, because they're in a trance under mind control. Is that what you're getting at here?
It's just, it's a race against time, Alex. I mean, again, if you could have warned the Japanese or, you know, whoever, hey, you know, this bomb's about to drop, you know, they're like, oh, it's fine. Oh, we know now. We're safe. No, there's the B-52. I mean, there it is. Oh, there it's coming down. It's coming. I mean, get to the bomb shelter. Like, that's what that, it's a race against time. That's where we're at right now, Alex.
No, I agree. So it's like telling people bombers are coming, and they're laughing at you, and finally you see the bombers, and now you see bombs coming out of the bombers. And it's like, oh, look, we told you there's bombs.
Now, luckily for most of us, Alex, we, you know, have not taken this bioweapon vaccine, and this audience probably won't. But I have a feeling...
Let me give you the bad news, Owen. It's a live virus vaccine, the mRNA. It's going to spread. They're releasing the bioweapon in the vaccine.
It's a total bioweapon. But the good news is, Alex, is that we haven't taken it yet. We won't take it. But I have a feeling...
Well, the good news is Fauci's going to go to prison or be given the death penalty when it comes out this is bigger than the Nazis. Bill Gates and Fauci and all them are guilty. And so we should start talking about how they're going to prison. My God, this is BS, man.
That's the only way this stops, Alex, because there's going to be, I predict, there's going to be about a two-year period where it's going to be forced vaccines or you can't do anything. I mean, you can't travel, you can't leave your home, you can't go to a restaurant, nothing, and we'll have to deal with it.
But only if we opt in and follow it. They can't control illegal aliens, but they know as citizens we follow orders. We have to ignore all this crap. It. When you go in a restaurant, they want the QR code to get your food. Say, I want a regular menu because that QR code is the tracking system. We've all have to stop complying with our own instruction.
But why did they get rid of the small businesses, Alex? Because those are the people that would have rebelled. Those were the people that were outside of the system that would have been free market capitalists and said, no, we're not going to make you take a vaccine. Come eat here. No, we're not going to make you take a vaccine.
No, exactly. They know only big corporations will enforce it. And that's why it's not too late to turn back. But people better realize this is so dystopian. This is so sick. This is so real, brother.
So I'm going to come up to you, Alex, and meet you and take over. And I think we're going to be taking a lot of calls today. It is Friday. And I know the people are chomping at the bit to have their voices heard right now, and they're angry, they're fired up, they're mad, and we're about to have a massive rally and march for President Trump to stop this deal tomorrow in D.C.
Absolutely. All right, Owen, go ahead and get your butt up here. We appreciate you. All right. I got a bunch of clips I haven't played, and I'm going to do one segment of those, and then Owen, who's down there at the Capitol behind me, he's going to be up here. I was in the fourth hour, and then 3 hours of the war room, and then I guess Harrison Smith, who's doing a splendid job, he'll be hosting Election Countdown. People are like, oh, where's your Election Countdown going after the election? I said, it's going nowhere. It's going to be contested. The globalists said that. Then they announced his false victory and have done all this. But how big is it? How big is it that Biden says he's not doing an inauguration here on the Mall, but it's all being built? It's all being built right there. So that shows you archetypally that the game's not over. The fat lady hadn't sung yet. And I'll just say this again. I'm burning the candle at both ends, and I'm happy to do it. I love doing it. It's his history. Things are so magic now. We've been doing this so long that, you know, God's just carrying us through. It's not me. It's God doing all this, and it's you, and God working through you. But we're going to have live coverage and live streams. The internet breaks up and goes in and out. You're going to have probably 500,000 or more protesters out here marching against this fraudulent election. But our live streams may go in and out tomorrow. We've got some new technology, some new stuff we've got. There's like a cell tower that the guy carries around on his back like a turtle. And it says, don't get it too close to you. So I'm not sure if we should even do that. But poor Greg says he's ready to have it mounted on his head. So we're going to see. But we've got all that coverage tomorrow at multiple events. Multiple events, one at Freedom Plaza, one at the Lincoln Memorial, both at noon. I'm going to probably be part of both those. I think we'll probably take over the Freedom Plaza event from the little neocon snot-nosed ladies, because the people that are going to be there are great, but these ladies are pieces of work. We'll probably take that over, lead that to the Supreme Court tomorrow at like 1 p.m., but it doesn't matter. We're going to be there. We're going to be covering the truth. We're going to be breaking it down. I just want to encourage you again, spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, buying the products. That's what makes the world go around. So commit to do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got preparewithalex.com for another 4 days. Huge discounts. They rarely do these. It's been years since they did it. Now they've done 3 sales in the last few months. This is their biggest sale of the year, the last sale of the year. Like 10% off a bunch of stuff, $100 off other sortable foods, the one-month supply, you name it. preparewithalex.com. We'll be right back. preparewithalex.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGetA.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGetA.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGetA.com with Longevity. TeamGetA.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Owen Schroyer is about to host the fourth hour. And three more hours after that, taking your phone calls, playing all these clips, going to all the news. But we can't just let them come out and say, okay, if you take the COVID shot, it says you have HIV. We can't just let them normalize that. We have to get upset about that. We have to realize what's happening. We have to say no. But that's really what all of this is a globalist normalization process where, okay, 10,000 U.S. troops died from the experimental botulism and anthrax shots. That's admitted. 10,000 U.S. troops died over 20 years in illegal experimentation on them? It was wrong to inject black people with syphilis and kill them. It was wrong to inject our troops with this and do it. And now they've beta tested on those communities they control, whether it's poor black people or the military, people under government control. It's not the general government doing it. It's the scientific elite class. Everyone goes, oh, you're the doctors. You're the scientists. You do whatever you want. So Bill Gates and Fauci are like, okay, we're creating gain of function with bat viruses, COVID-19. Even 2 years ago, they called it COVID-19 in the literature and what it would do and how it was a weaponized SARS with an HIV delivery system. And then Fauci's name is on it. But it just sits out there as a fact, and nothing is done, and they don't get in trouble. Then you get Governor Abbott, oh, the big Texas patriot. And just like Boris Johnson, he becomes one of the biggest disappointments. And he comes out and he says, oh, We need to have state-sponsored inoculation. We're going to declare it a emergency to make it a mandatory vaccine. Now, that's color of law. That doesn't mean what it says. Emergency means the state implements it, like Gardasil 15 years ago, with another Republican governor that did the wrong thing, Rick Perry. And so a vaccine they couldn't get approved by the feds, and a vaccine they couldn't get approved by the UN, because it was so dangerous to sterilize women. It didn't protect you from human papillomavirus, because a governor said it was an emergency. It kicked in the 86 Reagan Act, which is a bad thing Reagan did. Reagan's biggest failure. Leading science. Oh, it's just inoculation. Reagan thought, oh, we're giving somebody a shot of something attenuated so you learn how to beat it. No, that's not what this is. It's something government or corporations put in you. That's what a vaccine is. Nanotech, genetic engineering, recombinant DNA. It goes on and on. And so now, this just came out minutes ago on the governor's Twitter, Greg Abbott. Office of the Texas Governor, Greg Abbott, State of Texas activates federal COVID-19 vaccination program for long-term care staff residents. Now, you read that, you go, oh, it's a federal program for old people. That means liability protection kicks in, just like with Gardasil. And again, does it help old people? No, it kills them. Governor Greg Abbott today announced the state of Texas will participate in the Pharmacy Partnership for Long-Term Program, a federal program to vaccinate residents and staff of long-term care facilities with COVID-19. The program is free of charge to facilities and send staff and Pfizer's vaccines, which is the mRNA super deadly one, the one already killing people in England, for participating Walgreens or CVS locations. These facilities to vaccinate residents and staff who volunteer to participate. How's an 89-year-old woman with Alzheimer's volunteer to take something that's probably going to kill her? And once it kills them or makes them sick, now they've corrupted the local staff. That's why they sent people with COVID in nursing homes to kill them, to corrupt the staff, to set that paradigm. I've learned how they operate. The first vaccines included in this program will be provided to pharmacies this week, December 21st, 2020, and the program will begin December 28th, 2020. So within minutes of the FDA approving the experimental mRNA vaccine, they are now going to hit the old people, which have been the main target of this, and it's a live virus recombinant mRNA system. And I've had scientists and medical doctors and top lawyers on telling you, and it's confirmed a similar vaccine in Australia was suspended because it's killing people and it's giving them HIV. Let's play a clip of Fauci. I was going to play this last hour. I didn't get to it. Here's Fauci saying black people are disadvantaged, so you get the shot first. It has HIV in it, now confirmed. All the vaccines do. Because that's what the COVID-19 is. It's a souped up, beta function HIV. And now we know that people with melanin in their skin, it's on a scale. But Africans, I mean, if you're a Central African, about as African as you can get, you look at a vial of this, you're dead. It's like they joke, a black dude get AIDS just walking by a girl that's got it. Whites get it too, but we don't have the receptors where it doesn't plug in as well. You've got to not have an immune system to die from it. A healthy black person gets HIV like this and dies. So this is hardcore, folks. This isn't a joke. Okay? And a lot of people joke. They go, well, there are too many third world people. You going to go over there and kick those kids' brains out yourself? Really going to line up black folks and just shoot them? Doesn't matter if they've been dumbed down. Doesn't matter if they've been weaponized. Doesn't matter if they've been used by the UN to flood us. I'm against all that. But I will not sit back and be part of eugenics operations with Bill Gates. I will not be part of it. And you shouldn't be part of it either. So I got a couple clips of Fauci. And I keep the poor crew on their toes because I asked these hours ago and they had them. But play the Fauci clip of him saying black people get this first because he loves them so much. Yeah. HIV targets blacks way more than whites, and now it's HIV. Okay, get it? And then the other clip where he says Trump will be hit with a big virus in 2017 that will challenge his administration. They had all this cooked up and ready. Here are those clips.
My African-American brothers and sisters, is that the vaccine that you're going to be taking was developed by an African-American woman.
And that is just a fact. I mean, that is a fact. And I think that's some of the things that people don't fully appreciate.
Years. Given, as you heard from the introduction, that I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity and the privilege and the pleasure of serving in five administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history, the history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID, will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with. So for those who think that infectious diseases is gone, there's so many people who have made foolhardy statements not knowing at the time that they made them. I usually show a quote from an old surgeon.
Okay, so I want to play a few more clips here now. Let's play the Justin Trudeau clip everybody's heard, the new one they haven't heard, where he's speaking to a group of women recently, and he says, and notice it's women, because I love dictatorship. The best dictatorship is China. I admire them. I want to live like they do. Because that's what this all is, okay? And you've got the victims, the women, where they statistically know women will lay down to being killed more than men, being taught, oh, pretty boy Trudeau's here to get me to do this and telling me a dictatorship is good. Wake up, folks. This man is a psychotic monster like Ted Bundy. Don't get in the yellow Volkswagen. You'll be in a torture dungeon with him having his way with you. Here is the serial killer in spirit. His spirit animal is a serial killer. Here is the kidnapper in spirit, Justin Trudeau.
The level of admiration I actually have for China, because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime.
Okay, and then now let's go to the other Trudeau clip. I wanted to combine the two. We put the where he says, the Great Reset is here. We're going to use COVID for the takeover. And they're saying, the Vatican, oh, this will help poor people. Locking the economy down and bankrupting you and injecting you with HIV 2.0 is wonderful. And people are like, wait, they're saying, take HIV. We love black people. And I love the crew. They found another clip of Fauci I'd never seen, saying, oh, my black brothers and sisters, a black woman made this vaccine. No, Bill Gates did in Wuhan. But the other clip, I've never seen that one, is him saying, black people need the shot first. We love you, black people, and you're going to get the shot. He's in the news saying, you've seen him say, disadvantaged communities get the shot first. But it's just insane. But here's Trudeau talking about the Great Reset. Here it is.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs.
All right, well, we've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.